Seitze, needless to say, has is known as the parsha with the most mitzvos. So I picked a mitzvah that at first glance you probably won't have any connection to your life. But the mussar behind it hopefully will be very relevant to your life. And the title of the packet, Rigishus Hamoach V'Halev. Rigishus means sensitivity. Sensitivity, mind and heart. And you'll see in the course of the shiur what I mean. There is a pasuk in Parshas Ki Seisei, a lav in the Torah, called Lo Sachrosh B'Shor U'V'Chamor Yachtov. That if you are in the field, you're a farmer, and you're doing karisha, plowing the field, so you normally take an animal and you attach the plow to the animal walks, and that plows the field. So here the pasuk says that you shouldn't take an ox and a donkey, a shor and a chamor, together and plow the field. And Rashi says, "Hu adin v'chol shnei minim shebaolam." And really, it's not only shor v'chamor, but it's only all shnei minim. But as people point out, Rav Chaim Eliezer in his sefer points out, there must be a reason why the Torah picked the example of shor v'chamor to teach us something. What's wrong with taking a shor v'chamor and plowing together? So the Rishonim give various explanations. The Daz Kanim before we get to the Daz Kanim, the Sifrei learns from page 3, the Shor v'Chamor. Ein li'el shor v'chamor minayin l'rabo shar behema v'chayev v'hof k'yotzi b'shor tam lom lo sachrosh mikol mochum im kein lam nemar b'shor v'chamor yeta choresh aval ta choresh ba'adam v'chamor. Only two animals, but an adam and a chamor say that the adam and the chamor are holding on to the plow, that's okay. So two animals together are no good. But the Torah gives, as Rav Chaim Eliezer points out, the Torah gives the lav with shor v'chamor. So there must be a reason why the Torah picks these two as a paradigm to understand what the Torah had in mind when it forbade this action. So comes the Daz Kanim on page 5. Rosachos b'shor v'chamor yachsov lefi shehashor mala geira u'mitzta'er hachamor sheyishma hashor olcha. It's a very bad psychological situation. The shor, the kosher animal, is always chewing its cud. Now, chewing its cud is like you're chewing on your vomit, so to speak. But the chamor doesn't understand that. The chamor's thinking, the shor, he has so much food. He's always eating. He has it good. He's eating and he's chewing and he's pressing and he's acting and he's having a grit. And me, I'm starved. So psychologically, the chamor has a chalishus hadas to be put together in such a situation with the shor. So ad kidei kach, the Torah is so makpid that you have to be sensitive to the chamor's emotional well-being. And emotionally, it's not good for someone to be in a situation where he's with someone else or somebody, something else that has something that he wants, and that person is like flaunting it in his face. Now the shore doesn't mean anything, because the shore doesn't have seichel or whatever, but that's the way the shore is. But that causes chalishus hadas to the chamor that he has so much food. He's always chewing. He's always... And therefore, that psychological that psychological sensitivity that the chamor is feeling chalishas and hadas is why the Torah forbade it. That's what the Daz Kanim says. The Ibn Ezra on page 1 says the same idea, but from the physical perspective. The Ibn Ezra says, "Hashem chamal al kol maasav, kein koach hachamor ki koach hashor." Whereas the shore is obviously going to work at a much quicker, harder pace, and he's going to, you know, and the chamor is weak, and that's going to take a toll on the chamor when the shore is working at such a quick and such a hard pace that the chamor can't keep up. So I don't think the Ibn Ezra means the same thing like the Daz Kanim from the psychological perspective. I think he just means from the physical perspective he's going to wear him out. But whatever case may be, both these pshatim focus on the sensitivity, something you wouldn't even think of, especially the Daz Kanim pshat. You wouldn't even think, you know, like you're wearing something, you know, I know I know of a person, a very wealthy person, but when they walk down the aisle at their child's wedding, it's makpid not to wear their fancy jewelry, because there could be other people in the crowd that can't afford that, and they're going to have chalishus hadas. Now, who would think of that? So that's the sensitivity of something you have, but you don't want to flaunt it in front of especially someone who doesn't have that. And it could be, you know, so you have to be very sensitive of what you show and what you don't show, and to who you show and to who you don't show, and you have to put together the moach and the lev. In other words, the lev is the sensitivity, and the moach is your intellect, and sometimes a person can be an intellect and it's very rigorous intellect, but doesn't have that sensitivity towards other people. And sometimes the person can be a sensitive person but doesn't think before they do. So what the Torah is teaching us is that the moach and the lev have to come together. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik's book is the logic of the heart, logic of the mind, which Rav Ari, when I was in Eretz Yisrael in the August 91, Rav Ari was working Yom V'Laila on that, put out that book of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, and it was called The Logic of the Heart and Logic of the Mind. And that's the idea over here, the moach and the lev. And that's the Torah tells us, v'sachosh b'shor v'chamor yachtav. In other words, you have to, and the Baal HaTurim says also the same idea. On the first page, he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, al tachrosh al reyach ra. You can look, I put in the packet. Al tachrosh reyach ra, tachrosh, the Mefarshim in Mitzudas Tzion says, is don't have a bad machshava on your friend. But he writes, Zel Mefarsh Tam Shalalachosh B'shor V'chamor L'tish Hashor Malagera V'chamor Eina Malagera U'kshayira Hashor Malagera Yasovar Shu Ochel U'mitzdaya. That's the Daz Kanim. Same thing he quotes over here. V'zeh Al Tachor Shal Yachara. Though was he's giving pshat in the Pasuk in Mishlei. Besides the pasuk pshat, don't think bad about your friend. Al tachrosh al reyach ra, shegor mechamor shechorish al reyehu ra. In other words, if they're going to be chorish together, the chamor is going to suffer. If the chamor is going to suffer, and perhaps that can explain the sifrei, because the human being is not going to. In other words, usually you feel jealous or you feel inadequate when it's somebody, your peer is better than you. Your peer, who basically you're the same, But if it's somebody from totally different, an Adam and a Chamor, it's not just, you don't get jealous of animals. So animals, it's a different. So Mamela, based on that idea, you can understand very well that there's no, the Chamor and the Adam together, that's not an issue. The Chizkuni, also on page 5, says this idea. He writes, Shashor Malagera, Tomi V'Ochel, V'Chamor Einu Malagera, Nimsa, Shazer Ochel V'Zer Misana, V'Zer Tzar Balichayim, Tavarache L'fi Shashor Melech B'Mehemos, U'Demuso Halkise Akova, V'Chamor Behema B'Zuya, V'Ein Ziv Ignor. In other words, the shore represents the Melech of the Chayos. The Demus Hashor is on the Kisei HaKovod. The Chamor is the lowly animal. So again, it's not a good Shidduch together. It can cause conflict. It can cause, in other words, you have to be sensitive to when to put two things together and when not. And that's very important also, people, to try to set people up. And you have to be sensitive about certain people's backgrounds and what would be a sensitivity that this person has that this person might not be sensitive to based on their background. Yeah, and that's the Moach and the Lev working together. In other words, doing something b'chokhmah together with sensitivity. You're seating people at a table together. Is it going to be a problem? Is there going to be some type of sensitivity issue that these two people can't come together because of whatever reason? It requires the Moach and the Lev. It requires the insight, and it also requires sensitivity. And that's what the Torah is basically infusing in us by this love. And Rashi in Matos on page 4 tells us even another Chiddush, Chav Beis Amar Aleph, that the Gemara says, Hamanig b'shor p'sulei mukdashim lokeh. Whereas you have a shor that was once a korban, but then it got a mum. So then you pulled it. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that it remains partly holy, but partly not holy. It's not no longer korban anymore. So from one perspective, it's chulin. But then there's still halachic limitations. You can't shear the wool off of it. It's also begiz of avoda. So it has kedusha in it, yet there's chulin in it. So Rashi says, "Vafilu manhigu b'fnei atzmon chulin v'kotshim hu chayev mishum kelayim." That even an animal, one animal, that is partly holy and partly not, a sharp sule mikdashim shahumam, that means a korban shahumam the hufta, it got a woman, it has kedusha and it has chulin, it's within the same animal, that's also shor v'chamor yachtav. That's also a problem. Because again, you have to be sensitive to know what's the difference between kedusha and what's the difference between chulin. When you could act, when do you have to act in the way of kedusha, and when could you act in a little bit not as a serious way, and when to put each thing, and you can't mix the two. You're a makom kadosh, you can't joke around. Sometimes joking around is appropriate, but it has to be in its proper time. Together, if it's yachtav, it's not. You have to have the moach and the lev to be mafresh. The Sefer Chinuch on page 6 writes, go further down from where I put the arrow. The first word in the line is Balechayim, about 3-4 lines down. Yadua Sheish Lamina Behemoth Opus Daiga Gadol Lishkon Im Che'en Aminam. But just like a human being feels comfortable in a certain, with people who are similar to them, so too animals are not comfortable when they're not with a different species. They have a lot of uneasiness. So therefore, the Torah is sensitive. In other words, he's not saying necessarily like the Daz Kanim, or he's not saying like the Eben Ezra. He just said it's similar to the Das Kanim, that it's an emotional thing, that animals feel comfortable with their type. So if you put the Shor v'Chamor on Yachtav, they don't feel comfortable, certainly if they're going to do Melacha together.
And therefore the Sefer Chinuch writes, B'chol behemos, etc., B'chol chacham leiv, Mizeh yikach musar, Sholim no shnei anoshim la'olam, B'dover mikol advarm, Shirichokim b'tivam mushunim ben agronosam. In other words, if you want to have a committee, and you want two people that are totally different, So the Sefer Chinuch says from here is the limud that you have to be you have to have the chokhmah to know that these two people don't go together. That doesn't mean that sometimes opposites could attract, but that's when the people are basically on the same page, you know. And then you could say the opposites attract in personalities or things like that sometimes, but you have to have the chokhmah to know what to put together and what not to put together, to realize that a shor is comfortable with other shvarim, a chamor is comfortable with other chamorim. So too, you understand, this person is comfortable in this setting, this person is comfortable in that setting, not comfortable in this setting. And that's the chokhmah in going out and setting people up. It's a chokhmah in any avenue in life of bringing people together in any avenue. And that's the moach and the lev of the shor v'chamor yachtov. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim has a different shot. The Rambam on page 8 in the Mor Nevuchim says a different word. He says, "Nirali she'isul tzarik shnei mimin gam b'chol avodah shehi kolomar dibro lo tachmas b'shor v'chamor yachtov bo l'hachik me'achav shnei mimin ki im mitzarfim osam yesh yeyukav echad al sheni." Because really, the Torah doesn't want two meaning mating together, because that's going to cause a hybrid. And the Torah asked Kelayim, because the Torah didn't want you to make new hybrids that Hashem didn't create. So if you're going to bring them together to work, they might come to mate. And that's what the Sfarim point out, and Rav Yosef Engel has a lot on this. That's called a Siyag Daraisa. Normally, a Siyag is a Drabana. Like the first Mishnah in Bracha says, that really, you could, one opinion says you can say Kriya Shema the whole night. If we're afraid, if you're going to say it the whole night, you might forget and say it in the morning. So Chachomim made a Siyag till Chatzos. So usually Siyagim are something that the Chachomim make, but sometimes the Torah makes. For example, the Ran says the whole reason why in Pesach there's a din of Bal Yeroah that we can't even own chametz is lest we come to eat it. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel says a Siyag Doraisa. So the same thing over here is pointed out, that the Issa of Lotzakros B'shor V'chamor Yachdov is a Siyag Doraisa. Is the Torah said, don't let them even come in close proximity for working, lest they mate together. And that also, this concept of Siyag is also an idea of Moach and Lev. Is an idea that you have to realize that certain times, if you put yourself into a situation and you don't make a Siyag, you can violate an Issa. We know the halachas of Yichud. So the day the Torah says that what the halachas are, and Bez Hashem, in the course of the year, I told you, I'll give you, Bez Hashem, some shiurim, that you should know the halachas of Yichud. But then, there could be something that's technically mutar al-pidin of Yichud, but you know that this is not a good situation for you to be in, even though it's technically mutar. So then, you have to make a siyad for yourself, like Rav Shechter said, from the Sirus Desharim. Everyone has to make their own siyogim if they feel that appropriate, with their own sensitivity and with their own chokhmah. And that's the Torah makes a siyag here, that don't sachar shor v'chamor yachtov, because they might come to mate. The Ramban says the same thing as this Rambam on page 9, who had in chol minei kelayim here mitzvah mavaris, etc. Emtachol osabia kelayim shekein kol ovet av mosol havi tzimdo berefes achad v'yankiv osav. That if you're going to come to have them work together, then the next stage is you're going to come to have them mate. So we have various reasons, various svaras. We have the Das Kanim, that it's, one of them is chewing its cud, one is not. It's a psychological deprivation. We have the Ibn Ezra, that it's a physical. As a physical thing, we have the Chizkuni says that one is considered an animal that's mechubad, one's less mechubad, it's not good for them to be together. We have the idea that of the Sefer Achinuch, that an animal is comfortable in its own surroundings. It's interesting, and even what Rashi said in Maseches Makos
even to have two animals, one animal rather, of kodshim and chulin within itself also is lo sachar v'shor v'chamor. That's also shnei minim. It's interesting that Yerushalmi on page 11 in Kilayim, Perek Ches Halacha Beis, says Isi ben Akavya Omer Osher Lirkov Al Gabi Preda, that you're not allowed to ride on a Preda. What's a Preda? It's a crossbreed between a Sus and a Chamor. A mule. A Sus and a Chamor. So if a Sus and a Chamor made it, and now it's a Preda, you can't ride on that Preda. Because that Preda is Shor v'Chamor Yachtav. It's Sus v'Chamor Yachtav. But then it's interesting that the Gemara asked the Kashan, the Yerushalmi, that you see that that the kings used to do it. So the Gemara says, Eile made them in Amalthus. The kings are allowed to. Why? So the Chasam Sofer in the bottom of page 13 explains that the Sus represents Gaiva. Sus v'rochbo v'rochbo v'yams. Right? And the Chamor is the most shuffle-dicker animal. So the Melech, on one hand, he has to be, you know, Melech Shemachal Kvod and Kvod Amachal. On the other hand, he has to realize that that Hashem is the true Melech. He has to have an Ibus. So the Melech, he's able to know when to put these two Midas together, etc. It's interesting, the Meshech Chachma on page 12 quotes these different reasons of, you know, and he just points out interestingly on page 12, but Tam Hadover Kotsu, he quotes the Das Kanim, the Shor Malagera and Chamor Roa Mitzdayer, and he says that works out well with the Rambam Shita, the Minatora Dafke Minachator Minachatome. Rashi, the Rambam Shita, and I quoted it here, the Rambam Hilchas Kalayim on Perek Tes, in page 10, the Rambam says that Midaraisa, the only time that it's Osir Midaraisa is with one of them is a kosher animal, kosher species with a non-kosher species. But if you have two kosher species, even though different species, that's maybe only Durabon. So, says the Meshech Chochma, so this Das Kanim works in good with the Rambam, because the whole idea, according to the Das Kanim, is one is chewing the cud and one is not. So that makes sense that it should be one kosher and one not, because that makes sense with the reasoning of the Das Kanim. And then he quotes the Yerushalmi of Preda, but he says, but Omnam, four lines to the bottom in the second column, the Mor Nevuchim, but according to what the Rambam wrote in the Mor Nevuchim, that the idea is that they're going to come to mate together, so if that's the idea, so then Midaraisa should be any two meaning, even if they're kosher. So what he's pointing out is in Meshech Chochma's brilliance, is that you know, the Rambam in the Yad is, you know, he's works in well with the Das Kanim strat, because Das Kanim saying the idea is one chewing cud, one not, so that's why the Raisa has to be Dafka Mintar with a Mintamate. But according to the way the Rambam saying in the Mor Nevuchim, that it's the idea of coming to mate, then it should be even two kosher meanim that are different meanim. So the Meshech Chochma was pointing out that the Rambam is not being consistent from what he wrote in the Mor Nevuchim to what he wrote in. See, the Meshech Chochma had all this bekiyas, and he puts it all everything together. On the Mor Nevuchim, he says differently. So therefore, and then he writes on fifth line, third column. Then mismagid l'shitoso v'mishnah Torah. The Adur of Yikra Yisrael if he's a shaykh rach b'shnei minim tahorim otameim, etc. But in the end, he says, "Ikir zechok michukay Torah, eilach gortamo." But even though he says eilach gortamo, I think it's very important to always understand what the reasons of the Torah are. Not to limit the application. That we don't have a right to say if the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. That's the machlokas of Shimon and the others in the Gemara. But just to understand what the hashkafa is. In other words, what is the Torah? The Torah is trying to teach us something in every mitzvah we do. And we should always, you know, people are very good at just performing. I'll be a robot, fine. You want me to shake lulav? I'll shake lulav.
tell me, which is a good midah. It's the midah of avdus. It's definitely, but I think the Torah is wants us to be also understanding what the moral lesson is of the Torah. You know, what the Torah is trying to teach us, and that's why it's important to understand the Tamei HaMitzvos. So you have a mitzvah like Losachar Shor V'Chamor Yachdav, but you probably go through it every year. You say, what does that have to do with me? I don't own a shor. I don't own a chamor. I probably will never own a shor. I probably will never own a chamor. I probably will never do any harisha in my life. So what does that have to do with me? And the answer is no. The Torah is telling you a lesson in sensitivity, which you should employ to human beings. Like Rav Shechter always says, the idea of covering the challah, not to embarrass the challah, going to that reason. Embarrassing the challah, what does that have to do? No, it means you show sensitivity to even an inanimate object, as Rav Shechter pointed out, so that should be part of your life when you're dealing with human beings, etc. In the Parashas Yosef HaChadash, and Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library likes to point out the Mordechai, very fascinating Mordechai on page 14. Says the Mordechai, the old Ratzah Rashbam Lasos Acheres, Ki Shvali Naim Haya. The Rashbam was a big owner, and he was always looking down. The Ratzah Lalos Bekaron. So he was about to get on a carriage. He was about to step on the bus, get on the carriage. And who was there? His brother Abed Osam was there. And the problem with this carriage, it was being led by a sus and a parrot, a two different meaning. The Rashbam didn't see that because he was looking down. So Rabbi Natan, his brother, said, "Amar like alti tavi karpe, so marome necha meinei sus uperet metrasach." He says, "Don't be a sus and a parrot if you're looking down. So marome necha, look up, because you're about to violate an issur." Having a sus parrot take you in a carriage. So, al pi tzadik harbe, savaro me necha, sus parrot, the kasecha. So, Rav Moshe Shapiro said to me when I was telling him, we were discussing this Indian, Rav Moshe Shapiro from the library said to me,
why is it that Dafka, by this mitzvah, with Rabbi Natan giving musr to his brother, the Rashbam, you gotta look up sometimes? I mean, because this is the mitzvah, when we said, of sensitivity. So sometimes you can be sensitive, sometimes you have to look around to see what's going on. You can't just, put your head in the ground and not look around. So that's by this mitzvah, he's about to be nichshal in the mitzvah, in the isser of Mosakra, Shashor, Ramor Yaklov. So his brother said, no, you can't always just look down. Just look around, know what's going on a little bit, so you'll understand and you'll appreciate the sensitivities that have to be, and therefore you won't violate it, and literally you won't violate the laws, and figuratively you won't violate the hashkafa behind this idea. Just to conclude, I heard this week from Dr. Lamb a very interesting Sfas Emes, which I thought that fit in very well to everything that we're saying over here. Actually, that was the emphasis to tie it in here. This week is Parshas Ki Seitze. Rabbi Harari told me from Rav Shechter, Ki Seitze is always an opportunity for Shemish Parshas Zohar. So you can do Ki Seitze. But we know there's a famous Chassam Sofer, the Baran Shif books, that in a leap year, so normally we do Zohar once a year, because Shir Shif was the Yudbeis Chodesh. So therefore, every year we remember Amalek, and then it takes 12 months to forget. So therefore, so when it's going to be 13 months, so this year it comes out that it's more than 12 months, because when from last year's Parsha Zohar to this future Parsha Zohar is going to come out more than 12 months in terms of what day of the month of Adar it's coming out. So Rabbi Harari told me, Rabbi Shechter told him that, yes, Hakim, maybe this year you should have in mind to be Yotzei Parashas Zohar also in Kiseitze, so you shouldn't, according to the Chassam Sofer's thing, quoted in the Maran Shif, in Sefer Mitzvot, you shouldn't go 12 months this way. And so usually it's going to come, within 12 months, this year it's not, even though, so therefore you should have perhaps in mind. But
So the pasuk says, "Zochar Hashem Asol Lacha Amolik Baderech Taseisim Mitzrayim Asher Torcha Baderech," etc. We know the pasukim. So the Sanhedrin is the same for Likute Yehuda.
Shapiro quoted that to me, but I tried to find this Sanhedrin that that's the Lamb was quoting. It says, "Asher Torcha Baderech." Ne'izu b'shem Adoni Obis Kenyan Kedusha Harim. Kedusha Harim says, Isa the Medrash, famous Medrash in Eicha Rabba. Yomar lecha Adam yish chokma b'goyim, tam. In other words, if someone says there's chokma and the Gentiles have chokma, so believe it. Adol b'tzeiv avadei chachamim ne'ezo b'tzvuna me'hareis. But if someone tells the yish Torah b'goyim, if they say the goyim has Torah, al tam. Because the pasuk says, "Malchav the son of Bagoy ain't Torah." So what does that mean? Goyim have chokma, but they don't have Torah. Inyan hu ki chokma hi b'malach. So right, so they're very, they're a lot of intelligent Gentiles. Because then him said, "Bagam Bagoyim." Aval Torah hi b'leiv. Torah is that leiv, that sensitivity. Now I'm not saying that Goyim can't have the sensitivity too, but the idea of what, you see, the non-disciplines. Science and math, but there's disciplines. They're not there to make you a better person, per se. What we're saying is our chokma is to be Torah, is to make us sensitive people. Because that's Shayat Yisrael. So that's what it means we have Torah. We have the lake. It means Yeshivor made a mole a lake, the Nikra Derech. So the Yiddish Arim said that Derech, Al Derech Adrush, Derech, what's the Derech? Derech is a pathway that connects two things. What is it connecting? Connecting the moach and the leiv. Zel perish asher korcha b'derech. B'derech hayidua me'amoach al leiv. Ke'amolech rotsa lasos hefsek ve'moach v'almeiv. They wanted to be mafsek. Asher korcha b'derech means they want to take that connection between the moach and the leiv, means between the intellect and between the sensitivity, and they want to sever the two. The intellect should be one thing, and this shouldn't be any connection. Just like when they study a discipline in science, so you study that discipline. It doesn't mean that makes you a better person. But our Torah is the derech, is the chibur between the moach and the leiv. We believe that no, there's a keshe between the moach and the leiv. That means that when you learn, that's supposed to make you a better person. It's supposed to make you a more thoughtful person, a more sensitive person. And a lot of times sensitivity means you have to look at someone else's perspective. Maybe for you it's not a sensitivity, because that's you. But that doesn't mean that it's not a sensitivity from him. So you have to put yourself in the other person's shoes. And his, think about what he went through in life, and think about his life situation. And then be sensitive. So that's what it is. That's the keyboard. That's the derech of the moach and the leiv. And that's what the Torah is trying to teach us. Or sakrosh, the shore of a chamor yafka. Now you have to understand, two things you wouldn't think of it. Yeah, the animal, this, the animals, who's thinking of their feelings, their bunch of love. The Torah, after they come, the Torah's yard, so the feelings of a lonely animal, has taken that into consideration. So just like the Chinuch said, we have to learn from here to Bnei Adam as well, to understand. Every time you speak to somebody, you have to understand, how is he going to take my words? You don't have to go crazy about it, but within Chochma, you have to have chokma. Those that heard this Tisha B'Av Rabbi Fran's thing on Onas Dvarim, so that I think it was very apropos. Thinking before you speak, understanding what you could say, what could be hurtful to somebody else, and if you didn't hear it, you should get the tape. It's very kedai. In other words, a lot of times people speak, they don't think. They don't put together the moach and the leiv, the sensitivity, the intellect, put it one together. That brings out the true, beautiful Jew, and that's the Musa Haskel we learn from this pasuk.
Not here. I got my brother home. I'm going to go to the next one.